We're so glad that you're in the Lord's house today. We pray that you will receive the truth of God's Word today with an open heart. In our call to worship this morning, I want to draw your attention to Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5, where we read, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him." You know, one of the things that's so wonderful at being a Christian is to know that God's Word is infallible, that God's Word is unchanging. We live in a changing world. Things are changing all the time. The things that you were taught a lot of times when you were growing up have been proven false. I mean, I remember as a child, remember hearing about the nuclear fallout shelters, and all the children were taught, if you go down in the nuclear fallout shelter, you'll be safe. What did we find out about radiation? Okay. You might survive the initial blast, but the radiation will get you down in the fallout shelter. So all of the false sense of security that was taught children growing up was proven to be what? False. All right? There's been a lot of things that have been taught over the years that have proven to be false. They're not true. And yet today, we're teaching falsehoods still to children, and the truth of God's Word is being pushed out, being shoved out. Every word of God is pure, purified. It's free from error. The devil hates that. And so what is the devil doing in these days? He is attempting to discredit the authority of the Word of God. He's not even attacking its purity level. He's attacking what? The authority of this Word. All right, His Word's pure, but it has no authority in your life. You know, who is God to tell us that we should follow what He says? It may be true, it may not be true, but we are having a real problem today with the authority of the Word of God. And He goes on to say in this, that He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. The only way that you'll be shielded from the devil's attacks, the only way that you're going to shield yourself from the error and the constant barrage of this world is to hide yourself in the shield. Now, what is the shield? The shield is the Word of God. The shield of faith. It's the Word of God. And you and I need to exercise faith. If you don't put your trust in Him, then He will not be able to shield you from the devil and all the attacks that come. You're going to fall prey to all the attacks that come. And so this is a reminder placed here in the Word of God that every Word of God is pure. It's free from error. It's free. But it only works if you trust it, if you believe it. It will only protect you. It will guide you when you trust it. But if you don't trust it, it's like the instruments in an airplane. How many accidents have been caused in the 100 or so years of aviation because men did not trust their instruments? They began to think as they were in flight, my instruments are wrong. And they stopped trusting in their instrument, and they ended up what? Dead. Because they refused to trust in the shield, those instruments that were there. All right? And this is the same thing with the Word of God. The Word of God is true. It will never give you a false reading. Then why are you believing the world when it says, oh, the Bible is not what you're supposed to follow. The Word of God is not what you're supposed to put your trust in. Trust in us. And people say, okay, I'll do that. Where are you going to end up? You're going to end up dead. You're going to end up in the ruin of hell because you trust man over the Word of God. Every word of God is pure. Every little A, every little article in the Hebrew language, every jot and tittle, God has ordained His Word to be pure, and He is a shield for those who trust in Him. Are you hiding in the shield this morning? Are you behind the shield of the Word of God? Are you behind the shield of man? It won't be strong enough to handle the onslaughts of the devil. As we come to worship today, have you come today to trust in the words of this book? Or are you going to walk away from here and say, that's not what I was taught when I was growing up. I'm going to go by what I was taught. Well, if it comes out of my lips as opinion, then you can take that as opinion. But if it comes from the very Word of God, you cannot walk away from that and be free from injury. You will be injured by the onslaughts of the devil. So in our call to worship this morning, it's a call to this precious book. Not to the words of a preacher, but to the words of the Revealer, and that is Jesus Christ.